Hey there, we're back with a surprising episode this week.
Surprising? What do you mean by that?
Well, surprising because we are talking all things about gaming this week.
Gaming? What's so surprising about gaming?
I know that you guys are probably expecting us to tell you that gaming is bad and that you should get off of your devices and spend more time face-to-face connections with human versus screen.
Yeah, that's true. But are they wrong when adults tell us that?
Nope, they aren't wrong at all. We definitely need to monitor how much time we spend gaming, and we do need human connection over screens, but there are some plus sides to gaming too. That's why we're here today, to talk all things about gaming, within reason.
Oh, I get it. That's a great idea, because I do love gaming out sometimes, but we definitely do have to do it in safe ways.
That's right. We are Grayson and Eric, and today we are talking about some really great things about video gaming. So let's get started.
Just think of gaming as a workout for your mind disguised as fun. They can improve your vision as long as you are 2 meters away or not on for hours and hours. They can boost your mood and provide stress relief, too.
I never thought of it as a workout of your mind. That's brilliant. Did you make that up or did you actually research it?
I actually researched it. So it is true, but of course you have to be careful with what types of games you are playing and how long you are playing them. For example, playing games that you have a ton of violence can alter your mood and put you in more of a bad mood instead. So pay attention to how video games are making you feel.
Games like Sparks, a game specifically designed to provide therapy to teenagers in a way that's more active and enjoyable than regular counseling. The game involves creating avatars to rid the virtual world of enemies representing gloomy, negative thoughts.
Guess what I researched?
What?
I found out that gaming can actually improve problem-solving skills because every level requires you to solve a problem before moving on, so it helps with resiliency. It inspires people to be more persistent.
Oh yeah, games like The Sims and StarCraft, because the life simulations and require constant thinking and player input.
And there are also physical benefits to gaming. Some games are requiring you to get up and get active, which of course is super important to mental and physical health. Games like Wii Sports and Wii Fit are found in hospitals and nursing homes.
Gaming is also a fun way to get tricked into learning. Did you know that some jobs use gaming and virtual training to prepare their people for their jobs? People like surgeons are now required to perform virtual surgeries for training to improve their hand-eye coordination. Games like Gran Turismo help with driving skills too.
Wow, it's crazy. I always thought of gaming as just the games that I would like to play, but I didn't think of the benefits and different types of games that I would like to try to help reach my physical and mental health.
Yep, the jury's in. Video games are not the mind-melting creations that we may think are, especially if we play them responsibly. Stay safe and not get lost in the virtual world, never to connect with real people again.
Not only can gaming be a lot of fun, but we also have to look at the types of games we play and how it's affecting our lives. Is it making us more checked out, making us more like zombies, making us feel like we can't connect to the real world, or are we making them connect to others safely, problem-solve, learn, and challenge ourselves?
So make sure that you are using gaming for the right reason and know that connecting with real people needs to happen too. We hoped this helped you see different ways to game and how there are some benefits too. Here's to gaming safely.